Sunday focused on stewardship, and it leads up to our in-gathering Sunday next week. And we've had testimonies in the past for stewardship, but today I was going to do it as a part of my sermon, but I wanted the children to hear this as well, the children and the students. So I'm going to give my own testimony of stewardship and of giving. So I'm standing over here to separate it from the sermon. You get the idea. I grew up in an Anglican church in Pittsburgh, and giving was a part of my faith as long as I can remember. I loved as a child putting money into the offering plates as they came by, whether it was mine or my parents. My parents taught me as I got a little older to give 10% of my earnings, whether for yard work or chores. And so, as I learned, I gave joyfully. I always looked forward to using the little envelopes. I got my first job in middle school, a newspaper route in my neighborhood that I did on my bicycle. Every week I got paid on Saturday, and Sunday I used one of the church envelopes to put my 10%, whatever it was, into the plates. Now, I remember, I think it was at seventh grade. I was 12, 11, somewhere around there. I was asked to give a testimony in front of the church. Now, I was really nervous, and as you all know, I tend to be mathematically challenged anyway. So at the end of my little talk to the church, I declared, giving 10% is easy. It's just one penny from every dollar that you make. Well, quickly, one of the church leaders moved up beside me and said, thank you very much, Billy, for sharing. Now, I want to clarify, it's 10 cents. 10% is 10 cents from every dollar. Just making sure that the decimal point was in the right place. I was taught, even as a child, that stewardship was an integral part of my faith. It wasn't just something that I did. Giving was the first fruits of my earnings. That demonstrated that God was first. It demonstrated my submission to Him first, rather than to my own desires or to the idols that I might be striving after, which at that point were Foreigner albums and tape decks. Now, this is all true for you children, so I'm talking to the kids. How many, if the kids could stand up, I want to make sure they're paying attention. Students all the way through high school, stand up if you're here. Okay, now I've got your attention. Now you can sit down. That's all I wanted to do. It's true for you children and middle schoolers and high schoolers. If you can learn the practice of tithing now, giving 10% of whatever it is that you make, it will go with you as you enter college. It will go with you as you enter your career, and it won't be this shock. Wait a second, I'm finally making money and I have to give away what? It becomes a part of your life, your worship of God, and it becomes joyful. And it's not because God needs our money. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. It's because He wants us to have His joy as we obediently walk with Him. And walking and participating in His kingdom work and mission involves the submission of our hearts. And one of the ways that's shown is through giving Him first fruits. Now, during our years in family business in Pittsburgh, we had little children. Kim and I, we always practiced tithing, but there was always also much discussion because we came from different backgrounds and we had different views of giving. So there was lots of talking. I tended towards compulsion and she tended towards saving. But as we've been married, God's brought us together and it's been a joyful thing that we've done together to be on the same page with giving. Now, one of those years, we felt God leading us to adjust our giving. We had been giving 10% of what we made, of our gross, not of our net, we learned that, 10% of our gross to the Lord. We gave some to the church and some to other missions organizations and some to other people serving the Lord. But as we were planning one year, the Lord challenged us. We heard the question, why don't you give 10% to the church? And we talked about what this would mean. Well, what do we do then? Stop giving to the others? Do we then give more than 10%? What would that look like? And as we prayed about it, now this was our own journey, we felt that our tithe was to go to the church, and then our offerings, anything above that, we would give to other organizations. So we felt challenged by God, and that year we began giving more than the normal 10%. Now getting to that number 10%, some people say that's the biblical tithe. Others will say, well, actually, if you look at the Old Testament, Hebrew Scriptures, there's tithes, offerings, and gifts. It's more like 30% if you want to do an Old Testament tithe. Whatever it is, it's important that you decide before the Lord what He's calling you to give. There isn't a measurement that we have to measure up to in heaven. He wants us to grow as disciples and to grow in our following of Him. So I submit to you 10% as a baseline. Let the Lord guide you beyond that. Kim and I have grown in our giving to our current tithe percentage, and I know that the Lord will guide you. And as we continue to give, it's a joyful part of our faith because we separate our tithe from our earnings. When we first get our checks, we set it aside, and then we're not looking at it. We never feel guilty or behind in our giving. So that's been a practice that we've learned. And it doesn't mean that we don't have financially challenging seasons. And during those tough times, we wonder, but if we didn't give so much to the church, we could be better. We could feel better. And I praise God we don't doubt for long. God has met us along the way, usually not the way we expect. But we continue today with our dependence on God for His provision and our joyful giving. And so, children, I want you to hear that God wants you to learn about giving from what you've been given. There may be Christmas money this season. Think about that. Now, that's our family giving testimony. I don't tell it to inspire guilt or concern or to say that we're all that in a bag of chips. I know that financial discussions are emotional discussions, so I just ask you, seek to hear the Lord's promptings in the midst of whatever you're feeling from this talk. So that's our testimony that I submit to you. And with that, we turn to our gospel reading, back to our normally scheduled programming.